Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And we are joined today by Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
You've been having fun with teaching classes, and one of those classes is going to be very handy for folks who are better at gardening than I am.
Yes, so we are we're getting into canning season slowly but surely. I know a lot of folks are working on getting their gardens started, and before we know it, we will be picking things and looking at ways to preserve our harvest. So we're gearing up for canning season, and there's a few things to think about as we prepare for canning season. Some folks have been canning for years and years, and others are just getting into it. And one thing that we like to teach through our classes is that recommendations to preserve and can food at home are based on science. So a lot of times in the kitchen, we like to be creative with cooking. But with canning, it's really not the place to try to be creative and make up your own recipes, because you could make yourself sick. And some people have had some serious illness due to canning in an unsafe way because of a big thing called botulism, which is also deadly. So one thing to think about if you're canning is, are you following the science to keep you and your family safe? The practice of preserving food has existed for thousands of years. However, the methods and the science has evolved to keep up with what we know about food and food safety, and that's important to remember. It's important to use trusted sources and recipes when you're canning. So we like to promote the Ball Blue Book. We like to promote the University of Georgia puts out a canning cookbook called So Easy to Preserve. Any extension or university website is going to have trusted recipes that are based on science. The things that people want to stay away from are home food blogs and home food Facebook pages that are being creative and doing some interesting methods that are not researched and trusted. So home canning of foods is basically done doing two processes, depending on the type of food that you're canning. So low-acid foods, such as vegetables and meats, have to be pressure canned. High-acid foods, which is most fruits, tomatoes, pickled foods, and jams and jellies, are all processed using a boiling water bath. So this is based on the acidity or the pH of a food. And so it's all very scientific. We have rhyme and reason for the way that we do. And K-State has some great resources and how-to guides if you want to make sure that you're doing it correctly. An easy way to find some of our how-to guides is just type into your internet search browser KSU Rapid Response. And this will take you to our website that has all of our information. We have videos, we have guides, all kinds of commonly asked questions. I really like that we have a how-to guide for water bath canning. And we have a how-to guide for pressure canning, and it really takes you through step-by-step what you need to do. Lots of great pictures. It's not very long. It's only a couple pages, so you don't feel like you're having to read an entire book to figure it out. And then, of course, as extension agents, we're here to help you. I help people every year answering their questions about canning, and we teach classes, different canning classes, mainly in the spring and summer. So I know we do have a class coming up at Lacine Library, and that is going to be on May 21st in the evening at 5:30. And it's just a basic canning class talking about all the different equipment and methods and the reason for those methods. And we'll get more canning classes scheduled as the calendar year progresses. The other thing that I wanted to mention this morning is that if you are pressure canning and you have a lid that has a dial on it, we can test your dial to make sure it's accurate. Over the years and with use, dials can slowly get off, And we have a master gauge that we send off for calibration. So we know our master gauge is correct. And we can check your pressure canning dial against our master gauge and make sure that your dial is accurate. If it's not accurate, we can tell you how many pounds you're off. And if you're off by more than 2 pounds, that we recommend that you purchase a new dial. And those are sold at many stores as well as online. So take advantage if you are going past one of our offices in Paola or Mound City. We don't need your entire pressure canner, just the lid with the dial. And you can leave that for a day or two. We'll test it and we can get it back to you. One caveat, we are not able to test all American canners. Most Prestos and other canner dials we can test, but we are not able to test the all Americans. And of course, we don't test the weighted. If you have weights for your pressure canner, there's no way to test those, just the dials. So it's a service that's free of charge to the public that helps you keep your canning safe. So I encourage everyone to check out our KSU Rapid Response Center. If you have questions, give me a call. I'm in the Mound City office at 913-795-2829. And check out our how-to guides and take advantage of our pressure testing service that is, again, free of charge.
That pressure test sounds like a great idea. I've been leery of those things ever since I was a kid and came home to potatoes on the ceiling and decided maybe I'll stick with the frying pan.
Right? A lot of people are afraid of pressure canning because they remember their grandma or their mother blowing the lid off. And I will say that they're making pressure canners much more safe now. There are some safety features that make it almost virtually impossible to blow the lid off your pressure canner now. So
have we met?
No reason to be afraid.
Oh, I'm sure I can find some way to do it, but definitely not deliberately. And you go over a lot of those safety things in your classes, don't you?
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, I think what I will probably do is take the class first, do a little research, and maybe I'll be brave. Maybe I'll try a little bit of canning.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Franny. Always appreciate the information and the chance to talk to you. We'll catch up with you soon.
You.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.